I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Patrick Mahomes, you know what he did last night? He absolutely loved just ripping through the Baltimore Ravens. This from a Monday Night Football, ESPN.
Mahomes looking for Tyreek Hill, and he brings it down for the touchdown.
Just watching me, he does a nice job of jamming at the line of scrimmage, riding him inside. He sees a safety sitting in the middle of the field. Pat has to basically put that ball in Tyreek's hands, almost as if he walked up to him and gave it to him, and that's exactly what he did.
I think I've seen this somewhere before, maybe last week against the Chargers.
Okay, it's one of those fan cliches. Well, that team's fun to watch. Well, they are fun to watch, the Kansas City Chiefs, and they're good. And what makes them fun to watch and good is they come out in so many different sets. You have Patrick Mahomes at one point throwing an underhanded pass to a fullback who's standing and waiting. You have another intermediate pass that he throws for a touchdown. You have a deep pass that he throws for another touchdown. You have him run for a touchdown. My FanDuel account got big because of it. But you have him, they can hit you in so many different ways. They put people on notice last year, I think, in the AFC for sure because of what they did. They put everybody on notice this year with this game against the Ravens, or is there something else at play here, Chris? Did people realize that maybe the Ravens aren't undeniably the second best team in the AFC? Is that what happened?
I think
last
this
night?
This tells a story about both teams and about the AFC hierarchy as a whole, I think, is what it says to me, that the Chiefs are clearly the number one team in the conference, and then you've got a handful of teams right behind them jockeying for position. The Steelers included, by the way, right there with the Ravens. Oh, by the way, ahead of the Ravens in the standings now by a game because they're 3-0 and Baltimore's 2-1. But I think that's what it tells us, is that we looked at it coming into this season as the Chiefs 1A and the Ravens 1B, kind of. And pretty much the same when we talked about Mahomes and Jackson, right, as quarterbacks. And what this tells us is that the hierarchy in the AFC is different than that. It's Mahomes and the Chiefs, one, and then it's really three or four other teams. It's the Steelers, it's the Titans, it's the Bills, and probably the Patriots I would lump in there as well with the Ravens as a part of that. So you've got three or four teams there, and you could really talk about the quarterbacks for each team being the reason that they are where they are, or the quarterbacks being in a very similar hierarchy as well. Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City
Chiefs.
She'll
tweet you. You watch out. She will tweet you.
Come at you. Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs are clearly the class of the AFC right now, and everybody else is battling for position behind them.
All right, let me get into this then. The people battling for position behind them, clearly the Baltimore Ravens, one of those teams. Lamar Jackson has now lost to them in all 3 years. Okay, he can't beat the Chiefs. He's put the football on the ground a gazillion times in a playoff game as well. I'll say it, and I'm okay with this. Maybe when the lights come on the brightest, he ain't a big game player. Maybe he's a guy that it's okay for week 11 when you need to just kind of win a game and you're floating along. Yeah, all right. But maybe we're finding out Lamar Jackson is, and again, I'll say it, scared of the biggest stage. Until he proves otherwise, why am I to believe that he's not? Because that's all I've seen. I've seen a great player in a lot of games. That certainly means something. But in the very biggest games, I've seen a guy not play well.
Or we've seen a quarterback, I think, limited when he is forced to be the only focal point of the offense, when he doesn't have a run game supporting him, when his receivers cannot get open, when a pass rush is in his face and he doesn't have a quick dump off or check down available to him. What we've seen is that Lamar Jackson is much more human than he has looked at times when presented with some of the best pass rushers and some of the best defenses. You know, I look at Kansas City in particular. You mentioned the three games he's lost to them, and that was even against some more suspect Kansas City secondaries. I look at Tennessee in the playoffs last year. I even look, to be honest, Colin, at some of the ways the Steelers limited him last year in that game in October that the Steelers ended up losing in overtime. When you put the onus on Lamar Jackson to be the only productive part of the Ravens' offense, and you could hurt a lot of quarterbacks doing that, but it's proven that he can't necessarily throw it all on his shoulders every single week.
Well, I don't even know if that's the case, if that's solely the case there. I look at a playoff game last year where he just put it on the ground a bunch, too. You know, that's not necessarily a product of him being their only sort of player or their only guy. I look at Lamar Jackson as having fumbleitis and maybe a bit of nerves in big situations. Like, that has happened too. And that's not a lack of productivity. I don't know what to chalk that up to.
I don't know. We've got to see him produce in a big game, though, if he wants to start to shake this. I mean, that's what it boils down to. And until he starts to produce in big games, he won't shake this, and that's it's going to be the story of Lamar Jackson until he shows up big in a big-time game.
Right. I mean, and nobody's banging garbage cans, and nobody that we know is taking videotapes of him surreptitiously. Like, this is just Lamar Jackson in big games not producing. That's what it is.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.